Welcome to the Oscar Show, a weekly program focusing on scholarship, creativity, and research, produced by WTJU and the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Virginia. I'm Jacob Cannon. In last week's show, we examined the work of Jared Harris, assistant professor at the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, and his research of business ethics and strategy concerning what causes a company to commit financial fraud and what happens to a company who is caught committing such acts. In today's show, adapted from an article published this month on the Oscar website written by Mary Jane Gore, we look at the research of Dr. William Petrie, chief of the UVA Division of Infectious Diseases and International Health, and his study of a voracious parasite that is said to kill nearly 100,000 people each year. If you have ever contemplated working as a biological researcher, then you would probably have considered these questions. What happens when a cell's life ends? And what are the mechanisms that control decay? Contemplating just these types of questions during a recent study, a UVA-led research team, directed by Dr. William Petrie, chief of the UVA Division of Infectious Diseases and International Health, made discoveries which are helping to stop one of the world's most voracious parasites. The team included Douglas Butner, now completing postdoctoral work in Miami, UVA graduate students Alicia S. Linford and Sarah Buss, and faculty colleagues Dr. Eric Haupt and Dr. Nicholas Sherman of UVA and Dr. Christopher D. Huston of the University of Vermont. Their work revolved around the hypothesis that identifying molecules involved in corpse ingestion would provide insight into how the amoebae cause colitis in children. These amoebae, properly known as Entamoeba histolytica, cause colitis, or inflammation of the colon. They do this by attacking and killing human immune cells in mere seconds. It then hides the evidence by eating the cells' corpses. In doing so, per data from Dr. Gerald Mandel of UVA Infectious Diseases and editor of Mandel, Douglas, and Bennett's Principles and Practice of Infectious Diseases, 6th edition, this murderous marauder, on a global basis, affects approximately 50 million people each year, causing diarrhea, malnutrition, and nearly 100,000 deaths. Dr. Petrie's team identified a particular protein on the surface of the amoeba called a kinase, PATMK. Their work, published in the January 18th issue of PLOS Pathogens, a peer-reviewed open-access journal from the Public Library of Science, outlined a special technique called RNA interference, which inhibits the actions of this kinase, thus preventing the amoebae from eating the dead cells. Dr. Petrie said, "By blocking this kinase, we have for the first time prevented the amoeba from colonizing and invading the gut. This means that we are a step closer to preventing this disease, which wreaks havoc among children worldwide." The first author of the paper, Douglas Butner, said, "Infection and further invasion into the gut require the clearance of dead cells in order to prevent immune recognition of the damaged tissue. PATMK is the first individual member of a large family of proteins to be assigned a function related to the clearance of dying tissue during pathogenesis." Butner added, "This protein may be a pivotal vaccination target, because these preliminary studies show that alterations in PATMK function reduce progression of amoebiasis in mice. A vaccine that ultimately would prevent this amoeba from clearing the damaged host may draw in helpful immune cells, and thus help to clear this infection." Their work has shown how infection depends upon the amoeba's consumption of dead cells. By identifying the molecule that controls this consumption, scientists are one step closer to the ultimate goal of preventing the diseases caused by this parasite. You've been listening to The Oscar Show. I'm Jacob Cannon. Join us next week when our topic will be the research of Adrian Felt, a fourth-year computer science major in the School of Engineering and Applied Science, concerning privacy issues surrounding social networking platforms such as Facebook. For more information about scholarship, creativity and research, please visit www.oscar.virginia.edu. Did you miss a show? Then go to www.wtju.net and click on Blogs and Pods, or visit www.thelettercvillepodcast.com. Questions about this program? Please call WTJU at 434-924-0885 or email at WTJU@virginia.edu.